Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Nicki Rich Show, Nicki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nicki Rich Show, Nicki Rich Show. The Nicki Rich Show, Nicki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nicki Rich Show, Nicki Rich Show.
The Nicki Rich Show got over 20,000 followers. Miss Nicki Rich, that's what everybody calling her. 323-580-5749, and you can tweet her online. The Nicki Rich Show got over 20,000 followers. Miss Nicki Rich, that's what everybody calling her. 323-580-5749, and you can tweet her online.
Welcome to the Nicki Rich Show. Nicki Rich Show, welcome.
Welcome to the Nicki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet.
Thank you.
Welcome to this week's edition of Beauty on a Budget, where we learn current trends to set our own trends, and most importantly, to stay on budget. I'm your host, Missy Shalin, and welcome to tonight's show, live from Chicago. This week, we have a show that's nothing short of amazing. We have celebrity makeup stylist Shakita Ann, a.k.a. Miss Red Carpet, in the building by way of Atlanta, Georgia. You don't want to miss this show, so I have a suggestion. Go get your pen and paper. You will want to take notes. She is going to talk to us about brows. That's right, ladies, brows. All of us need help on how to get that perfect brow, and she is here. She's here to teach us. She wants to teach us. And look, I'm willing to learn. I don't know about you, but I like my brows to be on point each and every day. So with that said, we also have other things to talk about, such as this week's poll. Who makes a better stylist? Men or women, the results are in, and it was crazy. I appreciate everyone who sent me an email, who DM'd me, who Facebooked me. I was so surprised at the results, but we're going to talk about that later on in the show. But right now, let's talk about y'all's weekend. I had a fantastic weekend. This weekend in Chicago, there was the Herbalife Convention, and let me tell you, it was crazy. It was a single man or a woman's heaven. Oh, my God, it was beautiful, a sea of beautiful people. The energy was crazy, and I learned so much. We always talk about beauty, but beauty needs to start from within, and that is one of the things that I learned this weekend at the convention, along with some of their other products and things to make you feel good, give you high energy, something that we all need. But most importantly, I really felt the love from all the people that I was surrounded by. So I have to say thank you so much to my client, Chyna, who came from Compton this weekend to see me. Not only did she get her hair done, but she introduced me to the world of Herbalife. And that was a great, great convention. And it's not over yet. I think Monday is the last day, so if you have a chance to get down to the Allstate Arena, you should do so. I'm telling you, you will be impressed. You will learn something. So now, let's talk about this poll that we took this week. Okay, so the question was, who makes a better stylist, men or women? Now, we had a total of 158 votes, and with 62% riding with the favor of men. What? No, that has to be wrong. But it's not. You all voted and you told me that you think men make better stylists. Why? Okay, I'm going to give you the top reasons. Tisha G from Mobile, Alabama says, men make better stylists because they don't care about women looking good. We're not their competition. I can go with that. Lance G from Atlanta, Georgia says, I'm a stylist and I'm about my money. All I want to do is make my female and male clients be on point at all times. They are a representation of me, and the better they look, the more money I get. Ariana M. from Chicago says, well, it really depends on the person. I can't say that men or women are better. I personally have a male stylist, and I know that he keeps me flawless. So for this poll, I'm going to have to ride with men. And finally, we have one person who says female stylists rock. And this was Gina S. She's my client. She's from Chicago. And she says, Hair by Shalin keeps me flawless. I feel that my stylist is a godsend. And so, therefore, I have to ride with women. Oh, okay. So I'm cool with that one. But I can't believe, ladies, that you all wrote against us. You all said that men were better stylists. What? But you know what? I've worked with a variety of stylists, men and women, and I think that no stylist, whether you're female or male, are created equal, are created the same, should I say. Being a stylist is a God-given talent, and it really depends on the person's abilities as a stylist. Just like going to school to get your driver's license doesn't mean that you will be a flawless driver. We all have road rage behind someone that drives too slow. We've ridden in a car with someone who drives too fast. So having a license really doesn't mean that you're good, great, or superior at anything. I really think that it's the time that you put into your craft. It's the time that you spend trying to make your clients look and feel good. So I can't say whether it's men or women, I'm going to to say that it's equal, it's neutral, it's all about your stylist and what it is that you want them to do and what they're doing for you. So with all that being said, we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're bringing back my homegirl, Shakita Ann, a.k.a. Miss Red Carpet. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show. The Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the...
Pills and potions. We're overdosing. I'm angry, but I still love you. Pills and potions. Overdosing. Can't stand it, but I still love you.
Even though what you was doing wasn't tasteful, even though you out here looking so ungrateful, I'ma keep it moving, be classy and graceful. I told them it's no friends in the game, you ain't learned that yet. All the bridges you came over, don't burn that yet. Niggas want respect, but niggas ain't earned that yet. Self-righteous and entitled, but they swearing on the Bible that they love you, and really they no different from all your rivals. But I still don't wish death on them, I just reflect on them.
Pills and potions. Overdosing. I'm angry, but I still love you. Pills and potions. We're overdosing. Can't stand it, but I still love you.
Support you when it's beneficial. I'ma forgive, I won't forget, but I'ma dead the issue. Soon as you out of niggas' lives is when they start to miss you. They see you doing good, now it's kinda hard to diss you. Niggas be sick when they remember all the bad they wished you. Niggas be mad when they can't come and live lavish with you. But I sped off in the Benzy. I see the envy when I'm causing a frenzy. So I pop pills for 'em. Cop cribs in the hills on 'em.
Pills and potions, we're overdosing. I'm angry, but I still love you. Pills and potions, we're overdosing. Can't stand it, but I still love you.
Welcome back. We're back. It's your host, Missy Shalan. And as promised, I have celebrity stylist Shakita Ann, a.k.a. Miss Red Carpet, and we are ready to get to it. What's up, Miss Red Carpet?
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing?
I'm so glad to have you here tonight. And I hear that you are going to talk to us about brows. I know that you are... a perfectionist when it comes to brows. You have helped me personally with my brows. You know, I love the Indian brow, something that I have created myself. So I have been taking your
video.
Tutorial. And we're going to jump right in it. So I would like for you to just introduce yourself to our show, let people know who you are, what it is you do.
Okay. First of all, anybody who's missed the Indian Brows video, feel free to go on my Facebook fan page, Ms. Red Carpet, and check that out. That has to be the funniest thing ever. That is the funniest crap ever, and Ms. Lynn will have you dying laughing with her Indian Brows. But I am Ms. Red Carpet, of course, celebrity makeup artist. I travel and do makeup as well as a set of rap and hip hop with Travel Vibe. Of course, Nicky Jan is my partner in crime, and we rock out together. I'm currently in between cities of Nashville and Atlanta, traveling back to my home state of Chicago, but I'm available. I travel some of the stuff. That's what I do. I am Anthony. I bring my, you get Miss Red capitalized. Is that the word? You know, I bring a beauty into everyday life.
Okay, so how did you get started with doing makeup?
Honestly, I watch YouTube videos. So YouTube is like the perfect place to go, and it's the best. You can find out how to do anything from YouTube. You can deliver a vase, you can build your own house. You can do piercings. I mean, I have good that you deliver a vase. You know, you learn how to do some of everything. So YouTube has been the source where I was. I started out just doing it on myself, you know, and I didn't think anything about it. It wasn't just something that I really do, even though I've been in the industry, well, the beauty industry, since I was like 14, because I've been doing hair since about that long. And, you know, it was just one of those things, you know, kind of like perfecting a craft, something that you like to do. So once I started having people, you know, inbox me and, you know, text me or call and say, hey, are you available to do makeup for this? I'm like, you do know I'm, like, not a real, you know, makeup artist and stuff. But, you know, the more and more that got called and things like that, I landed gigs, and it just became a hobby to the purpose to a career. And now I can honestly say it's my passion to advance, you know, and bring beauty to, you know, everyday woman, or man, you know, boy or girl.
Okay, so let's jump right in. Let's talk about brows. How did you become this brow specialist? How can you help us? A lot of us need to be saved from ourselves. I mean, we've all seen the McDonald's signs, the Hollister wings,
the
no expression
arches,
brows, the connection
American
brows.
Eagle.
Yes,
American
everything.
Eagle.
So.
Yes, yes. Well, brows, honestly, I went to YouTube. One of my favorite YouTube bloggers is Nature B. I used to look at Time to Infamous a lot, but she does a lot of, if you want some real heavy, dragish makeup, Time to Infamous is your girl. But Nature B, she's, you know, everyday person like myself, she showed me what I need to get. And so after, you know, messing up your brows for so, you know, so many times and looking crazy, she just learned to study the craft. And brows, what people fail to realize is brows make the face. I don't care if you don't shade your brows in, if you don't, you know, just create the sculpting for them. It's just all the brows define the face. And when you come out looking like the McDonald's arches, or when you draw this straight line across your face, you look crazy, and you wonder why people look at you like you're so crazy. That's because you look like that equals running off your face. And then you got blended in some sealer and stuff. So it's just a lot that plays into brows and the sculpting of brows. So once I went and bought everything that she told me to buy, and after years of studying more, you know, I found other things and other tricks and ways to enhance my brows and sculpting them, and so I just did it, and it took a lot of work, and let me be the first to tell you, you do not have to run to MAC and Sephora and everywhere to and get all these expensive places just to get, you know, this stuff. You can go to your everyday Dollar General, Walmart, you know, I work with people on a budget, so I can tell you how to get everything you need with $10 for your brow. Period.
And that's perfect, because that is what this show is all about, beauty on a budget. So since you mentioned that, what products do you use that are affordable for eyebrows? And a ballpark figure of a complete I guess, kit of whatever you would need for your brows, how much it would cost, and where can you find it?
Okay. Well, first of all, I still use the same thing that I started out using years back on my brows. I still use it today. NYX, that is one of the best product lines that you could ever, a product line that's on an affordable everyday woman's budget. NYX, like I said, their concealer, I use their concealer. Anybody who knows me knows my complexion. I'm a CJ07, which is a tan concealer. You can buy that. It's about $5, $4.99, $5.49. I haven't seen it anything over $5.49. And you can find those generally in your local beauty supply stores, or you can go to NYX.com, and it's NYX.com, and find the concealer. And, of course, you have to match your shade. I have a brow pencil, which I get. It's a Wet n Wild eyebrow pencil. You can get that from Walmart or your Dollar General, Dollar Tree may even have it, who knows? And it's only 98 cents. It might be 92 cents. You know how Walmart rolls back prices. I stock up on all of them because I go through them so much with my clients. You can also get the flat, they're called the flat, it's by e.l.f. It's a flat, it's supposed to be an eyeliner brush. I use to sculpt my brows and define them. So, and that's $1, and that's it. Can be purchased at Dollar General or Dollar Tree or even a Target. Target has these complete e.l.f. Lines, which they have, when I say complete e.l.f. lines, you can find everything. And I use e.l.f. Kabuki brushes. They're $3. They're the black brushes that's made by e.l.f. And for anybody who does not know what e.l.f. is, it's eye, lip, and face. And you can go to e.l.f.com, and you can also get the complete line of brushes as well. So, I mean, if you anywhere, I say all of that in total, it'll run you a little less than $10.
Perfect. Okay, so now we know where to get the products. We know how much they cost. Tell us the do's and the don'ts of eyebrows. Now, you know, we see people with different color, you know, the black pencil, the blue pencil, the, you know, all these different colors. So tell us, what should we be doing when we're trying to define or sculpt or get the perfect brow? What is it that we, what technique maybe should we be using? Or
okay, for those people who just have a freelancing, there are things called stencils. They're brow stencils, and you can find those stencils online. You probably find it at a drug, your local drugstore. You can probably find it, you know, in Walmart somewhere. For those of you who don't know how to create your own. Me, anytime you see my brows are the exact same. I freehand, which means I don't do the stencil. I do my outline, and I do it myself pretty much. Stay away from black eyeliner, black pencil. That is not, you're going to walk around looking like Elvira and Dracula. Like, that takes away from the face. And again, you wonder why people are looking at your face like that? It's not because you're cute. It's because your brows are horrendous, and I'm just telling you the truth. When your brows look like the American Eagle symbol, you know, because people a lot of times, if you're doing a full face of makeup, now let me break that down to you. If you're doing a full face of makeup and you are doing your brows and sculpting your brows, the concealer under your eyebrow that you sculpt to make your arch, that is supposed to be lighter and make a shade to two shades lighter because it creates this highlight for you, an automatic highlight, and you blend down. The brow, when you're doing it above your eye, when you are sculpting to make that clean, crisp line on top of your brow, that concealer is supposed to be the same shade as your foundation, not the one that you use under your brow. If you're going to use the same one that you use under your brow, which I do myself, you are to blend. Blend is the main thing when it comes to. And like I said, if you don't have a freelance hand, that's fine. No problem. Find a stencil, but don't take it upon yourself because the girls now, I'm going to say I change my eyebrow color. You know, I like to get festive, and that's only when the time comes. But, you know, my hair was red. I might have red brows, you know, or red burgundy-ish brows or something. You can do that if you know how to do it, if you know what you're doing. And you can do that with a pencil. You can actually do that with eyeshadow. That's another thing. You don't have to, if you don't have, let's say you have eyeshadow palette that just has dark brown in it, and you may not have $10 to go out and, you know, or you only have enough to get the concealer and the sculpting brush. That's fine. You can use, as long as you have a little brush that you can apply the powder with, even the little thing that comes in a palette, the little tools, I call them, that you take to apply the eyeshadows with, you know, when people don't have the real brushes, it's the thing that comes in the actual, that little thing. You can use it and apply the eyeshadow application to your brow, and you can just take the brush, the flat brush, and your concealer, and you can begin to sculpt your brows out. So there's more ways than, you know, one as to achieving the perfect brow. You know, I don't like people with the connectors. Your brow should never connect. And you always use the tester. The tester with your brows is the pencil. You go from the outside of your nose, and that's where your brow should start. And it should not be connected to the middle. It's just the middle where they're going to meet in the middle. No, it should never do that. And then it's almost like a windshield wiper. And don't draw your eyebrows, the line out to match your, like, to your ears. Like that, I see a lot of people doing that. And I actually just seen a YouTube blogger yesterday who she cuts off the tail ends of her eyebrows to create her own brow, which I think is really, really stupid. But hey, to each his own. And, you know, she sculpted them, and she drew the line out so long it went to her hairline. And I was just like, for real? That's not sexy. That's horrendous. Like, you know, I was sad in my spirit for her eyebrows. Like, that's just how bad it is. And I'm like, you're on YouTube. But okay, that's just me. No shade. I don't have a shade tree. You know, no shade. You know, it's a lot of technique. And I wish people would stop believing the hype. And if you don't know how to do your eyebrows, you know, and your friends don't tell you, they're not your friends. Because I'll tell Misty in a minute. She just sent me a picture a while ago. Can I tell that story? Yes. She don't tell me I came, but she's going to still get there later. I don't care. She sent me a picture earlier and was like, my brows are getting better and better. If I could just perfect this makeup and just look like this drag queen. I said, what? Wait a minute. But that's another story. But, yeah, you stay away from the flat items. I cannot say it enough. I cannot stress it enough. Stay away. Don't even pick it up. No one uses black eyeliner pencils, but like a lot of older people, when they're putting on eyeliner or they don't know how to properly apply eyeliner to their lid or some, there's so much gel liners, all of that. But that's another story as well. But getting back to the brows, again, stay away from black pencils. You're going to get dark brown. You can also, depending on the lighter the hair, you can also go to a medium light brown. There are different shadings in the pencil. And again, you can use even eyeshadow, you know, to apply to, you know, fade into your brows. So it's so much. I can talk about this all day. It's so much, but those are just the basics.
Okay, so that's I heard you mention like somebody cut the end of their brow off. If someone is to like mess up their brows when they're arching, waxing, or whatever, how can you fix that? Like, how can you fix your brows so that it'll look natural? Or, you know, sometimes people have really thin brows, or it almost looks like they don't have brows without the makeup, so they draw them on. How can you draw them in or fix or repair, you know, maybe a bad arch job?
Well, here's the thing. That's where the stencils come in. If you do not have a freelance hand, that's where the stencils will come in, and you will get the stencils to, they help you outline your brow, help you fill it in and everything. You know, with people who like to make their, me, relatively, I like to make my eyebrows thin. You can look on an Instagram picture and be like, oh, your eyebrows are thin, but, you know, you can make them full, and I can make them look any way that I want to. I can make them fuller, I can make them thicker, I can make them thinner, depending on how I wear my hair that day, you know, so on and so forth. But a lot of people like to cut off their eyebrow at the end because they want a higher arch, or they want just a different, they want to look surprised. They want to look like Snoopy or, you know, or Rescue, I don't know. You know, they just, it's just so, it's a lot with that they may want to do. But what you fail to realize is concealer plays a major part in your eyebrows, and it can't be a liquid concealer. It has to be a solid, thick, consistent base concealer. And I, if you go on my Instagram, I always post pictures of, you know, the products that I may use, what I may use when doing my eyebrows, so on and so forth, and how I get them. I post before and after pictures of my brows or my makeup, you know, whichever. Concealer, with that concealer, you can sculpt your brows out. I don't care how thin or thick they are. If I draw on my brows, and Misty will tell you, If I draw on my brows and they make it too thick, I can go in with that concealer and make them as thin as I want. Or I can go, you know, above at the top of my brow and bring it down and make it, you know, as thick as I want. It just plays a part. That concealer is what's going to play a part, a major part.
Okay. Well, you've given us a lot tonight. I hope everyone wrote these things down. Okay, so we learned what to use. We've learned how to use it. We've learned inexpensive ways to do our brows with $10 or less. So, now with wrapping this up, any final thoughts, any words of encouragement you want to give to an up-and-coming makeup artist? You say you jumped right in there with YouTube. I'm sure that it wasn't always any final thoughts or words of encouragement.
Well, I would say this to anybody, do not whatsoever, don't let the next person come along or try to tell you, you know, you're not better than, you're not good enough, you're not better than them. I have people every day, and this is not a brag, I kid you not, and I swear to God, it's, you know, I have people every day that you know, I've heard them say, you know, through the grapevine or through, you know, just other people, it'll just come across in a tweet, you know, like, who does she think she is? Because, you know, or how does she get this client or how does she get that client? It's not about that. When God gives you a talent, you are to, basically, he gave you a vision and you carry out the vision. So I'll tell anybody, just because someone feels like they didn't go to school and they may have, you know, paid this money to go and you didn't accept clients, don't let that deter you or stop. You are just as good, if not better, you know, and I will never say don't compare yourself to other people, you know, because there's, like I tell people all the time, there may be, you know, a beast face honey and a copy, a time to infamous or, you know, in all of the YouTube bloggers, but there can only be one Desiree Carson. So there's only one view, and I'll tell anybody, you know, just keep going. Always perfect your craft. The day that you feel like, you know, you've learned enough, you might as well hang it up, because I still learn things to this day. I'm actually sitting in the class tomorrow from 9 to 6 p.m. to, you know, to perfect my craft even more, whether it's a lash extension or, you know, so on. So, you know, it's always about perfecting your craft, and you just be faithful. You know, when you plant a seed, you know, you put some water on it, of course you expect it to grow. So invest in yourself. And, again, just don't give up. Don't listen to the hype. Don't listen to what people are saying. Invest in yourself. Invest in your craft, and you will go a lot farther. I, you know, it's landed me. I thank God every day because this talent that God gave me afforded me opportunities that I never thought possible. You know, I never thought that I would be writing. If I had listened to a lot of critique, even from my family, you know, I would have never. I write for a magazine that's well-known, that's going international now. You know, I do makeup for celebrities that I see on TV that you just be like, oh, I want to meet them one day. You know, so it's, you just can't give up. You can't listen to what other people say, and that's just the honest to God truth. Keep going, put some earphones in your ears, put some cotton balls in your ears. That's what's going to make it, you know, make you not give up and make you not listen to people. Then by all means, do what you have to do, but do it right and do good. You have the industry who, you know, they talk about it every day. You know, people don't do right in the industry. Do right by people. You know, when you do right by people, that all goes back into sewing. When you sew into yourself and you invest in yourself, you do right by people, it will come back to you.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming on our show tonight. We'll be right back after a quick commercial break.
Hey, yo, Jason. Say something to her. Holla at her.
I got one question. How'd you fit all that in them jeans?
You know what to do with that big fat butt.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Just a little bit of.
No hands, got me in the club making wedding plans. If I take pictures while you do your dance, I can make you famous on Instagram. Hot damn it, woo, your booty like two planets. Woo, go ahead and go ham sandwich. Woo, whoa, I can't stand it. You know what to do.
wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Just a little bit of.
Cadillac, Cadillac, pop that trunk. Let's take a shot, all of you that don't. Tired of working at 9 to 5. Well, baby, let me come and change your life. Hot damn it, woo. Your booty like two planets. Woo. Go ahead and go ham sandwich. Woo. Boy, I can't stand it. You know what to do with that big fat butt.
Oh, yeah. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Wiggle, 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 wiggle.
Shake what your mama gave you, misbehave you. I just wanna strip you, dip you, flip you, bubble babe you. What they do, taste my raindrops cable. Now what you will and what you want and what you may do. Completely separated till I deeply penetrate it. Then I take it out and wipe it off. Eat it, ate it, love it, hate it, overstated, underrated. Everywhere I've been, can you wiggle, wiggle for the D-O-double-G again? Baby, you got a bright future behind you.
And we're back. Thank you so much, Shakita and Miss, a.k.a. Miss Red Carpet, for coming on our show tonight. How can the followers find you?
Well, thank you guys for having me. It's always a pleasure. I am everywhere. I am on Facebook. Miss Red Carpet is my Facebook fan page. You can go click the like button, of course. You can always follow me on Instagram. I am more interactive on Instagram than I am on Twitter, but Instagram is Miss Red Carpet 1. That's MCRECARPET, the number 1. Twitter is the same. It's just Miss Red Carpet. There is no one. Like I said, I'm more interactive on Instagram and Facebook than I am, you know, on Twitter, so. And then, you know, of course, you can email me. Always email me at thisredcarpet1@gmail.com. And, you know, or log on to SoapSpotMagazine.com. You can always read a beauty article or anything that I'm doing. You know, we got Bonner Brothers and everything coming up. So, you know, you can always – I'm never too hard to get in contact with.
Well, on a personal note, I would really like to say thank you. I have been doing a tutorials with Miss Red Carpet online to get these brows correct, and I finally feel like I have it. So, ladies, this is an option. If you need a one-on-one like me, then you can contact her with about a one-on-one, and she will Skype you, and she will walk you through step by step. Now, I've messed with her all the time, and I send her pictures of crazy eyebrows that I have designed myself, and I think they're really good, and she's always like, no, no, ma'am. So, listen, whatever you need to do to get it right, that's what you can do. So we're going to wind this down. Thank you all so much for rocking with Beauty on a Budget. I cannot leave this show without thanking my producer, Miss Nikki Rich, who has given me this amazing opportunity to give people who ordinarily wouldn't have a chance a platform to share their craft with the world. And you know I can't leave without talking about Hair by Chalyn, only the hottest hair extensions on the planet, everyday hair, celebrity hair for the everyday woman. Also, I would like to thank each and every one of you who participated in this week's poll. It was a success, and you can look for another one coming this Monday. So if you didn't get to participate last week, don't worry. Each and every Monday, we will have a poll to discuss things in the fashion, beauty industry. So next week's show, we will have Kenny's Collection. This lady has TheBomb.com on accessories. I rock some of her accessories to the VET Awards and the Experience, and people were spilling on me. I didn't like that. But they wanted to touch her jewelry because it was so beautiful. So next week, tune in. You will hear Kenny's collection, and you will hear about affordable accessories. So this is your host of Beauty on a Budget, Misty Shalin by Way of Chicago, signing out. Good night.
My heart.
For Spender's Resolution, live in beautiful Los Angeles on the Nikki Rich Network. Welcome back, everyone, to a segment where you will get to know me, your host, at the Miss Hampton. Many of you know me from social media. If you don't, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at the Miss Hampton. That's TheMissHampton. You can also connect with me on Facebook under Sakia Hampton. That's SakiaHampton. For those of you who I am brand new to, I would like you to visit www.themisshampton.com. We are, again, the segment will be focused on you, the listener, and developing your consciousness and awareness of money. How you spend it and assessing if how you're spending it is matching the actions you should be taking to achieve your goals and dreams. So I will be reminding you guys that each and every Monday. And with that, I found a cute little article to open us with. And money consciousness is required for great riches. Desire is the creative force of the universe. Desire is a force that sets things in motion to bring about its own fulfillment. Only those who become money conscious ever accumulate great riches. Money consciousness means that the mind has become so thoroughly saturated with the desire for money that one can see oneself already in possession of it. Great riches are different from financial sufficiency. It is about creating much more rather than simply having enough. Therefore, you need strong desire. Wisdom and cleverness alone will not attract and retain money, except in a very rare instance where the law of averages favors the attraction of money through these sources. The law of attracting money does not depend upon the law of averages. Moreover, the law plays no favorites. It will work for one person as effectively as it will for another. Where failure is experienced, it is the individual, not the method, which has failed. If you try and fail, make another effort and still another until you succeed. And please stay tuned for a brief commercial break, and we'll be back with more Motivation Monday, Spender's Resolution, with your host, Athemis Hampton.
First things first, I'm the realest,
realest.
Drop this and let the whole world feel it.
Let them feel it.
And I'm still in the murder business. I can hold you down like I'm giving lessons in physics.
Right, right.
You should want a bad bitch like this.
Huh?
Drop it low and pick it up just like this.
Yeah.
Cup of Ace, cup of Goose, cup of Chris. I heal something worth a half a ticket on my wrist.
On my wrist.
Taking all the liquor straight. Never chase that.
Never.
Stop like we bring an 88 back.
What?
Bring the hooks in where the bass at. Champagne feeling, you should taste that.
You knew that I'd be the I-G-G-Y, put my name in ball. I've been working, I'm up in here with some change to throw.
I'm so fancy.
How you love that? Got the whole world asking how I does that. Hot girl, hands off, don't touch that. Look at it, I bet you wishing you could clutch that. That's just the way you like it, huh? It's so good, he just wishing he could bite it, huh? Never turn down nothing. Playing these so go trigger on a gun like
Welcome, welcome. Again, I'm Sakia Hampton, and I'll be your host each and every Motivation Monday for Spender's Resolution live in beautiful Los Angeles on the Nikki Rich Network. Coming up next in current events, we have Investing 101, the concept of compounding. Now, Albert Einstein called compound interest the greatest mathematical discovery of all time. We think this is true partly because, unlike the trigonometry or calculus you studied back in high school, compounding can be applied to everyday life. The wonder of compounding, sometimes called compound interest, transforms your working money into a state-of-the-art, highly powerful income-generating tool. Compounding is the process of generating earnings on an asset's reinvested earnings. To work, it requires two things, the reinvestment of earnings and time. The more time you give your investments, the more you are able to accelerate the income potential of your original investment, which takes the pressure off of you. So for those of you young listeners out there who feel it's too early to start putting money away for your retirement, for yourself, all of these wonderful things that we determined last week via our short-term, mid-term, and long-term goals, there it is there. The sooner, the better. Don't procrastinate. You'll only be mad at yourself later. Now, to demonstrate, let's look at an example. If you invest $10,000 today at 6%, you will have $10,600 in 1 year. That's $10,000 times 1.06. Now, let's say that rather than withdraw the $600 gained from interest, you keep it in there for another year. If you continue to earn the same rate of 6%, your investment will grow to $11,236. That's $10,600 times 1.06 by the end of the second year. Because you reinvested that $600, it works together with the original investment, earning you $636, which is 36 more than the previous year. This little bit extra may seem like peanuts now, but let's not forget that you didn't have to lift a finger to earn $36. More importantly, this $36 also has the capacity to earn interest. After the next year, your investment will be worth $11,910.16. That's $11,236 times 1.06. This time you earned $674.16, which is $74.16 more interest than the first year. This increase in the amount made each year is compounding in action, interest earning interest on interest, and so on. This will continue as long as you keep reinvesting and earning interest. Starting early. Consider two individuals. We'll name them Pam and Sam. Now, both Pam and Sam are the same age. Now, when Pam was 25, she invested $15,000 at an interest rate of 5.5%. For simplicity, let's assume the interest rate was compounded annually. By the time Pam reaches 50, she will have $57,289. That's $15,000 times 1.055 to the exponential power of 25 in her bank account. Now, Pam's friend, Sam, did not start investing until he reached age 35. At that time, he invested $15,000 at the same interest rate of 5.5% compounded annually, which is yearly. By the time Sam reaches age 50, he will have $33,487.15. Now, that's $15,000 times 1.055 to the exponential power of 15 in his bank account. Now, what happened? Both Pam and Sam are 50 years old, but Pam has $23,713.74, which is $57,289 minus $33,487, 15 cents more in her savings account than Sam, even though he invested the same amount of money. By giving her investment more time to grow, Pam earned a total of $42,289 in interest, and Sam earned only $18,487.15. Now, we will have to ask you to trust that these calculations are correct. In this tutorial, we do concentrate on the results of compounding rather than the mathematics behind it. So we may be off by a few cents for all you mathematicians out there, but you definitely see the difference in money, even, you know, being off by a few cents. Now, you can see that both investments start to grow slowly and then accelerate, as reflected in the increase in the curve steepness on the chart that I'm looking at. Now, Pam's line is going to become steeper as she nears her 50s, not simply because she has accumulated more interest, but because this accumulated interest is itself accruing more interest. It's growing faster. Now, Pam's line will get even steeper as her rate of return increases in another 10 years. At age 60, she would have nearly $100,000 in her bank account, while Sam would only have around $60,000, a $40,000 difference. A $40,000 difference. Now, when you invest, always keep in mind that compounding amplifies the growth of your working money, just like investing maximizes your earning potential. Compounding maximizes the earning potential of your investment. But remember, because time and reinvesting make compounding work, you must keep your hands off the principal and earned interest. That means once you put the money away, let it sit and let it grow. The key is to start soon, to start early. So with that, I hope I've given you all a bit of knowledge, and we'll be right back after this short commercial break. Please stay tuned for Spender's Revolution with your host, Athene Ms. Hampton, live from beautiful Los Angeles on the Nikki Rich Show Network.
Thank you.
welcome, welcome, welcome back to Spender's Resolution on the Nikki Rich Network with your host, Athi Miss Hampton. Previously, we were discussing compound interest and the importance of putting your money away and the importance of doing it as soon as possible and the importance of not touching it once you put it away. That's my whole purpose in life right now, is to share that crusade, especially to my peers, seeing as though I am only 25 and I strongly believe in saving and planning for the future. You never know what's coming. You want to get started as soon as possible so that when something does arise, you have things in effect that are going to help you long term. Even if you take a dip now, you can say, hey, in 10 years, this is not going to be my situation anymore, because no matter, I'm going to make sure that I'm secure for my future, and not only secure, but growing. So I wanted to share that with you. That was something that my mentors beat into my head this week, and I say it like that because I'm in training almost every day. This past week, I would say Saturday, Wednesday, Friday, and again this past Saturday morning in training, talking about the importance of compound interest, the importance of a penny, a dollar, and what it could be for your future, for your family, for those goals and dreams that you have, short-term, mid-term, long-term. You must plan. With that, I have something to share with you all. My personal experience in life has been, well, what if I don't have enough to save? What if I don't have enough security to put money into a product or put it somewhere, and once I put it there, to leave it there, to be responsible enough not to touch it? It sounds easy, but for many of us, it isn't, including myself. It's something that I've definitely struggled with over the years, but I've had to master so that now I'm able to share concepts that I've applied to my life with my peers and also those doing better than me who still don't understand the importance of saving, and once you put something somewhere, to leave it there and allow it to grow and to become an antique. How many of us would like to have antique money, old money? It's a beautiful thing, something we could pass down to our families and something that we can teach to our families, which is more important than anything, the teaching aspect. With that, the question that I have for myself was, how do I accumulate enough to sustain myself on a daily basis, like we discussed last week, with the expenses that many of us have with families and kids and wanting to spoil ourselves and splurge here and there, especially with this being the vacation season in beautiful LA. We can't help but spend money. So it's about sustaining yourself, and not only sustaining, but growing. So how do we grow today? Well, one of my personal solutions would be to have multiple streams of income. We're in a society today where you can't just depend on one income. You can't just have one job. You can't just have one business unless you've invested into that business and it's grown to sustain you. There are exceptions, but for the average middle-income family, one income is not going to cut it. I have plenty of friends, parents of friends and peers who do more than one thing. They have jobs, 9-to-5s that, you know, pay for gas and food, basic things, guaranteed check on time, who have developed the skill to have businesses and to invest in those businesses, and not to just have one, but 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 businesses. I have a lot of friends who are multi-talented and they're succeeding, and they're exceeding, not just succeeding, but exceeding. We all know living in California is expensive within itself, so we have to go, you know, a little bit harder, you know, than I'd say in most cities, because our cost of living is a little bit higher than most cities, not all, but most, speaking from personal experience and being here my entire life. Yes, Los Angeles can be very expensive, but it's a luxury that we all love to pay for. Now, I want to share with you, I've been having like a current event frenzy. This segment will be full of interviews, personal friends of mine who are business owners. I can't wait to pick their brains. But since today I have you guys to myself, I did want to share with you one more current event I stumbled upon, and it's 10 reasons to have multiple income streams. Okay? Now, it says, building multiple streams of income is no longer a luxury. It has become a necessity. If the high rate of unemployment and mounting job losses have taught us anything, it is that nobody's job is safe. Unfortunately for most people, their only source of income is from their job. Again, I have several friends, and I've been in this situation myself, where I couldn't depend on anything but a job, and not even a 9-to-5, but a part-time job. We all know how that is. So, you know, it can be very risky to live. Some couples may be more fortunate and have a spouse bringing in money each month, but they are still relying on a job for their basic everyday livelihood. Now, because of the financial risks involved with relying on a job for all of your incoming cash, it is critical to consider having at least one additional source of income. The list below details a few reasons why having several sources of money coming in is important and how this extra cash can be used. Now, we're going to wrap up this article right after this quick commercial break. Please stay tuned. This is definitely the meat of today's segment. Please stay tuned for more on Spender's Resolution with your host, Athi Ms. Hampton. We'll be right back.
I gave you my heart. I gave you my soul. I gave you.
As a matter of fact, I was the one who said I loved you first. It was about 8 years ago. Don't act like you don't know. We were sitting at home in your mama's living room. Cause your mama knew I was something else. She knew how I felt. Back then we were in school. And that's your favorite excuse. Growing up I was a fool. And I can't lie, I'm missing you. Have you for sure? Then you'll be loving me, holding me, kissing me. Oh girl, don't tell me what I'm feeling. It's make believe. I swear if I lose a second chance with you, I wouldn't know what to do. I'll probably check myself in some kind of clinic. I couldn't be alone because without you I'm sick. Here's my wish list. I would create a heart-changing love.
Welcome, welcome back for Spender's Resolution. Now, before we wrap up, I am going to share with you these 10 quick reasons, benefits, however you take them, for why you should have multiple income streams. Now, rising healthcare costs, that's something I'm definitely on the forefront of. Here in California, we do have Cover California open enrollment coming back up this fall. That's going to be major. Definitely stay tuned for updates with that. I'll definitely have updates with that. That's extremely exciting for myself with how expensive everything else is. Having affordable health care is wonderful. Also, unemployment. How safe is your job? Let's face it. Nowadays, companies are not even hiring employees full-time. They want to hire you part-time so they don't have all the overhead that they would have if you were a full-time employee. Things like paying for college. You also want to live within your means in order to build true wealth. Especially here in LA, we tend to splurge and overspend all the time. I've definitely been guilty of these things. And also, this is something that I have attributed to my life. It's become a practice of mine. Pay cash for purchases. I am not using certain, I'm not doing too much electronic except for things that may come out of a checking account or something of that nature, like automatic payments. But as far as on my day-to-day transactions, I try to pay cash. It prevents you from paying any extra unexpected, unseen fees. Also, it allows you to track your money a little bit better, having it on hand. Makes you a little bit more responsible as well. Also, you do want to build a new income stream. What better way to use your extra income than using it to grow another income stream? If you don't need it to survive, then why not use your extra income to your advantage to increase your monthly cash flow and become financially independent? Remember, the goal is not to just exist and make it, but it's to succeed and live the good life, live the American dream. Pay down debt, paying off mortgages, vehicles, credit cards, great use for extra income. Diversify income sources. Again, this is similar to building a new income stream. Build a holiday fund. We have, most of us are celebrating Christmas and all our fall and winter holidays where we buy a lot of gifts, spend a lot of time with family. We spend a lot of money on food and transportation, traveling to see family and accommodating them. And it's a big expense that we all bite the bullet for come January. And also, take control of your income. Take control of your income and take control of your life. Now, that is what I have today for you guys. I definitely want you to check out the website. Leave me a note. Drop me a line. Let me know what you thought about today's show and different facts or things that you would like to hear me talk about. I definitely want you to visit the website, themishampton.com. That's themishampton. .com. I definitely would appreciate your feedback. And again, if you don't follow me on social media, I am on Twitter and Instagram at The Miss Hampton. That's themishampton. Also, if you would like a one-on-one with myself or someone from my office, do give me a call, 818-414-0561. That is a business line. So please keep it professional. Serious inquiries only. Business hours, that will be 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And stay tuned for next week. We have some great interviews coming up, again, with business owners that are friends of mine and different people who have inspired me to take control of my finances and to go to the next level. And I want to take you all with me. So I definitely appreciate you for tuning in. And I'll see you guys next week. And thank you for being a part of this wonderful time. I definitely want to thank our producers each and every show at the Nikki Rich Show LA. Miss Nikki Rich, Prodigy Source One, we love you, and I'll see you guys next Monday.
Welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. You just heard two amazing hosts, Miss Takiya Hampton of Vendors Resolution, and you just heard the one and only Misty Shade Land, and that's a beauty on a budget. We're excited about Mondays. I'm motivated. I don't know about you guys. And if you want to get motivated as well, you can tune in Monday through Wednesday from 5 to 7 Pacific Standard Time. we're on air those days. Tomorrow we have an amazing, amazing interview with Toyota Series. I'm so excited about it. Marvin and Rosa. And we also will have our show here tomorrow night live. We're starting at 5. So we're excited about that as well. And we're pumped. We have 7 new hosts here on the Nikki Rich Show Network. Amazing, amazing hosts. And I tell you, they're working hard. And we want you guys to know that we need your help. We need your support. We have a network of so many amazing hosts. I'm from a lot of America, out of New Jersey. We are a global network as well. We're also in Germany, Australia, Jamaica, and London. And like I said, tomorrow, all the way from the U.S. to London, we'll be speaking with Marvin and Rosa. So we need your help and support. Because we're growing rapidly, not only on the radio, but we also have our live taping. Thank you. We can't do it by ourselves, and we're doing this together. We are a team, and team work makes the dream work, and I'm loving it. And I just want to take out the time to thank God for just, you know, giving me this vision to create this amazing platform. But we're live now, since we all wish you first thing, we wish you all the best, much love and success. And tonight we end by saying God bless. God bless you all. Have a good night. It's Motivated Mondays. And I'm Miss Nikki Rich, and we're signing out. Good night.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show. The Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show.
The